Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford.
My name is Emma Hayes, and I'm a student in Wesley College, and I will be talking about the character of Cordelia in King Lear. Cordelia's dramatic purpose, on stage and off, is to provide the audience with an archetype of perfection. This enables them to compare and contrast her perfect nature with all the other imperfect and flawed characters in King Lear. Amidst a family of selfish and monstrous characters, she remains ever true to herself. This is first glimpsed, "Love and be silent," and then made wholly known, "I cannot heave my heart into my mouth," in the opening scene of Act One. This scene holds great significance for the character of Cordelia. It is the scene where her truth and honesty were sneered at. Nothing will come of nothing. This character provides a much-needed balance for the basic construction of the play. Cordelia's main purpose is to present a figure that is honest and loyal, who will form the plot of the play. Shakespeare could not have written King Lear as a tragedy without Cordelia present to fill all the requirements necessary for this to occur. After Cordelia's death in Act 5, Scene 3, Lear is lost. He dies of a heart broken by his sense of loss, no continuity. Cordelia's death puts an end to all things good and pure and brings a finality to the play. There's nothing left. Essentially, a tragedy involves a journey toward self-knowledge, insight, and understanding. King Lear fills all these requirements. Lear's gradual insight and understanding lead to his self-knowledge, and Cordelia is there to ignite this spark of understanding and provide Lear with the necessary information to lead him on his journey. However, Cordelia is, as Shakespeare so succinctly puts it, a mere player on the world's stage. They have their exits and entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. Yes, she does play many parts. She is, first, a wife to France, a daughter to Lear, a sister to Goneril and Regan. Yet on a second level, she is a necessary figure in which Shakespeare explores in depth a world of goodness, truth, and honesty. He achieves this through his sheer brilliance, as even though Cordelia speaks a mere 118 lines in the entire play, her presence, even when she is offstage, lingers and is reflected and contrasted in the lines and actions of all the characters on stage. There is a significant yet subtle development in the character of Cordelia through King Lear that is crucial to the plot development. We meet a truthful, humble daughter in the opening scene. "You have begot me, bred me, loved me." Yet there are also clear indications of a girl who is very sure of herself and of who she is. "I love your majesty according to my bond, no more nor less." In Act 1, Cordelia's reputation of perfection can be somewhat questioned by those unfamiliar with the outcome of the play and of Lear's selfish dramatic nature. Lear expects Cordelia's love to be the climax of the declarations in the love test, a test that can only lead to strife and pain. Lear is vindictive towards Cordelia's honest response and employs monstrous imagery to her. After she is banished by Lear and goes to France with her husband, we cannot refrain from considering the extent to which Lear might have remained sane if Cordelia had acted in the same fashion as Goneril and Regan did. When Cordelia returns to England and is reunited with her father, we detect a definite change in her character. She still has, of course, her qualities of truth, purity, and love. But yet this time around, there is something more. Something that can be described as self-assurance. I personally find this change reassuring and relieving. The contrasting change between Lear and Cordelia preceding the love test is proof of Cordelia's strong, assured character and Lear's weak and selfish one. I think Cordelia is a much stronger character in her reconciliation scene than her opening one. This makes her death so unexpected and unpredictable. I would have believed that the outcome of the play would result in the death of Lear and the happy ever after scenario involving Cordelia in France. However, this is, primarily, a tragedy, and it would not be so without the development and improvement of Cordelia's character, which emphasizes the horrific tragedy of her death. The language given to Cordelia by Shakespeare in King Lear is distinctive in quite an unusual way. Her characteristic feature is emphasized as quiet, economical speech. Soft, gentle, and low is how Lear remembers her voice. The audience, I feel, would remember it more as soft, gentle, yet determined. When Cordelia does speak, however, her language is visual. "Cannot heave my heart into my mouth," and passionately strong-willed. It is no vicious blot, murder, or foulness, no unchaste action or dishonoured step that hath deprived me of your grace. Her language allows us to unfold many different characteristics from her personality. In the reconciliation scene, Act 4, Scene 6, Cordelia addresses Lear in a way that solidifies for the audience her love for him. Yet she does so while Lear is still asleep. Let this kiss repair those violent harms that my two sisters have in thy reverence made. But when he is awake, she finds it difficult to express her love to the same extent and can speak only in monosyllables. Sir, do you know me? Still, still, far wide. This type of language is formal and impersonal, far too much so for a daughter to address her father. Is Cordelia trying to make a point to Lear that he is not so easily forgiven? Her only response to Lear's emotional, heartfelt speech, "I am a very foolish, fond old man," is, "So I am." After all this time apart, Cordelia fails to clarify her feelings for Lear to his face. Cordelia's influence on the overall effect of the play is out of all proportion to the very few lines she contributes. But it is Shakespeare's specific use of vivid, emotional language on Cordelia's part which enables this effect to take place.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.